It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
Tuesday, August 8th, Christian County voters will decide if they agree to a tax increase to pay for expanded library service throughout the county, including locations in Nixa, Sparta, and Clever. The issue requires a simple majority to pass. The Christian County Library is asking to renew its tax levy to 20 cents. That was the approved rate in 1971. When the Hancock Amendment was passed in 1980, the rate was lowered to 11 cents. The current tax rate is 8.8 cents per $100 of a property's assessed value. With me this morning to discuss the particulars is Katie Pattison, Assistant Library Director for Christian County. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Okay, you've tried this before and voters turned it down. So what have you done to address their concerns?
That was 2009 and 2010 when the issue last failed, and it was a different plan at that time. So some things that have changed since that time is the library has new administration. Our director, Jerry Godber, has been with us for about 3.5 years, and we really have kind of changed the way that we serve the community. We really want to be a community-centered organization. We want to be a professional organization. We want to be out and making partnerships with businesses and organizations and schools in the community. So one thing we've changed is the way that we manage the library. Another thing that we've changed is the overall plan based on feedback from voters at that time. In 2009 and 2010, the plan was 25 cents per $100 in assessed value, and that would have provided a big central branch kind of between Ozark and Nixa. That was about a 35,000 square foot branch that was planned, and then those smaller branches in Sparta and Clever. That plan was a little expensive, and it didn't really adequately serve Christian County residents. Nixa folks still would have to drive toward Ozark. Mm-hmm. Ozark folks now have to drive out of Ozark. So what we heard from voters is we want hometown libraries. And so the new plan is not only less expensive, but provides those hometown libraries and will put about 85% of Christian County residents within 5 miles of a library.
So if this passes, can you be a little bit more specific as to what that means financially for a person living in Christian County?
Well, the average home value in Christian County is around $150,000. And if that was your home value, you might see an increase in taxes around $30 a year. So a little over $2 a month if you break it down that way. So it's not a massive expense. It also applies to property tax, so personal and real property. So that would be something to factor in. It won't be a, you know, massive tax increase of hundreds of dollars a year or anything like that. For most folks, we're looking at an increase about the cost of a hardcover book.
So how does Christian County's library tax rate compared to other library districts in the state of Missouri?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are about 141 library districts in Missouri. That's districts, not individual branches. So remember, like the Springfield Greene County has 10 branches. But districts, there are 141. And of those, our tax levy rate falls at 136. And if we look at libraries that are just serving populations the size of Christian County, which is around 85,000 people, we're looking at being second from the bottom as far as tax levy rate. If you wanted to establish a library district in any county in Missouri that didn't have one, state statute requires that you get voter approval for a minimum of 10 cents. So the Christian County Library is operating at a level that's below what the state says is the minimum that a public library should be operating on.
So if this passes, have you looked at where that would put you then?
Yes, we have. So that would knock us up a little closer to average, probably right around the 40 to 50 level.
Okay.
So the average library serving a population of our size has about a 25 cent tax levy.
Okay. Let's go back to, you said Christian County has one library facility right now, correct?
We call it one and a half.
because, 1.5 library facilities.
Yes.
And that serves almost 85,000 people living in the county.
That's correct.
If the vote is successful, talk a little bit more about the plans to make the library more accessible for more people.
We do a really good job of outreach right now, but there really is no substitute for having a library branch that is accessible to you. So if this passes, what it would fund is improvements to the Ozark branch in its existing location. So you would see things like a drive-through children's programming space where they could do story times. You're going to see improvements to the layout where we'll have more public space for more resources, and improvements to the facade, just kind of an outer facelift and making it more handicap accessible. In Nixa, we're looking at establishing a library branch in an existing facility. It would be about 7,000 square feet, and the proposed location right now is in the West Side Plaza, which is kind of catty corner across from City Hall, right on Highway 14, next to Brown Derby. And then establishing two branches to serve Western and Eastern Christian County in Clever and Sparta on land that the library already owns.
You have no organized opposition to this, correct? No organized opposition.
Well, you know, we did have an incident where some flyers were placed in some mailboxes, but we don't know of any particular groups that are registered with the Missouri Ethics Commission or anything like that that are opposed to the issue.
Right. But as always, you have those who are anti-tax and those who say libraries are obsolete. So what would you say to those people?
Well, I can tell you that libraries are definitely not obsolete. And whatever is happening in the rest of the country, in Christian County, the libraries are consistently seeing more visits and more use of resources year after year. We saw 105,000 patron visits last year and circulated almost 240,000 items, digital and print, which is tantamount to our entire collection circulating basically twice, which is pretty impressive for a library. Folks don't use the library for just books. They're also coming there for early literacy programs like story time. Teens have a place to go after school. Seniors have a place to come socialize and read the paper. And we do dozens and dozens of programs for all ages every month.
Right, right. So where can people learn more about this issue?
Well, they can visit our election information page, which is christiancountylibrary.org/August-8th. That's 8th. Or they can give us a call. We would be happy to talk to anyone or sit down and talk to anyone. The library's phone number is 417-581-2432.
Well, the League of Women Voters believes the responsibility of good government rests on the shoulders of citizens. So we strongly encourage everyone to get out and vote tomorrow. And if you're in doubt of where, what, or when you can vote, visit your county clerk's website or call their office. I'm sure they would love to help you. So on behalf of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri, I'd like to thank my guest, Katie Pattison, the Assistant Director of the Christian County Library District, for joining me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
And this and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org.